What form of redress scheme should be set up for advisers of sexual abuse in schools, and when should that happen? These are questions the government is considering after the publication of a scoping inquiry into allegations of abuse at schools run by religious orders, which found that there were 2,395 allegations of sexual abuse in relation to 308 schools recorded by the religious orders that ran those schools. The government has promised to establish a commission of inquiry to examine the issue and also a redress scheme. Well, we can talk now to Michael O'Neill, head of legal at the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, an organisation which assisted survivor Louise O'Keefe, who successfully took Ireland to the European Court of Human Rights for failing to protect her from the abuse she suffered at a primary school in the 1970s in West Cork. Michael O'Neill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for speaking with us. You want a redress scheme to be fair and to happen quickly. What form should that redress scheme take?
Well, I suppose it's really important to look at it in context, Justin. There have been redress schemes over the last decade. The Louise O'Keefe decision in the European Court of Human Rights, which was a decade ago, Louise started her case 26 years ago, believe it or not, set down very clearly that whatever the responsibility of other actors in this system, be it individual teachers, be it schools, boards of management, religious orders, that there is a standalone responsibility and culpability of the state in failing to put in place proper child protection measures until the early 1990s. And so as a result of that, the court in Strasbourg, there was a requirement that Ireland would put in place what are called general measures. And what we want is a fair, accessible redress scheme that allows people who are entitled to redress according to that judgment of the court in Strasbourg to be able to do that quickly. The fundamental problem in the last decade, however, has been that the state has put two redress schemes in place and they've been fundamentally flawed because they've been unfair. They've locked people out because of conditions that simply aren't reflected in that judgment.
So when you say it should happen quickly, what is the way to make this happen quickly?
Well, I suppose it should be a continuation of the work that has already taken place. In the last decade, over about 6 years of the last decade, the Department of Education has put in place two what's called ex gratia or administrative schemes. That was the decision of government. There's no reason why a new ex gratia scheme couldn't be opened immediately. But what's really important about that new scheme is that it doesn't put in place unfair, unreasonable conditions that lock people out and force people, frankly, into the courts.
But, the costs are of this. There's some estimates that the costs could be up to 5 billion euro, according to one estimate in the Irish Times during the week. Could the state make an argument that it should put a limit on the amount that it pays out in redress?
What's important, I suppose, to, again, in the context of the Louise O'Keefe judgment was, and it's important to remember it, is that Louise O'Keefe was also given a judgment in Strasbourg which said that she had been refused the right to an adequate remedy in Ireland. And that as a result of that, ultimately, the state paid her 84,000 euros. And in the intervening 10 years, whether through two flawed redress schemes and also through settlements in the High Court. As recently as June, the state settled 10 cases. Each of those individuals have been provided 84,000 euros by the state. And I think if the state is now going to revisit that figure, it will have to explain, I suspect, to a lot of survivors why that is, what has changed, because a lot of those survivors should have been able to access a redress scheme over the last 10 years.
Do you believe that the religious congregations should be compelled to contribute?
I think it's really important to kind of separate out different aspects of this. There is no question, but already the religious congregations had entered into arrangements with government previously, and that has proven problematic. But I think what we can do right now is control the controllables. There are a number of different actors, individual teachers, boards of management, religious orders, who may all have civil responsibility, some individuals who may have criminal responsibility. But what we know clearly now is that the state has a responsibility, a standalone responsibility, and has had so for the last 10 years. And so let's control the controllables and let's get that redress scheme in place as soon as we possibly can.
Michael O'Neill, Head of Legal with the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, thank you for speaking with us today. After the break, who signed off on the Leinster House Bike Shelter?